Good morning, church family. So it occurs to me as I walk up here from over there that some of you over here might need to help me when I'm done up here and I want to go over here, but I'm sitting over there. I've noticed a few faces in different spots, so thanks for humoring us. In case you missed it, you haven't seen it yet, you haven't heard it yet, we gave a really light, we wrote it in the weekly update, we wrote it in the email, just a really lighthearted invitation, encouragement to consider sitting in a new place, gaining a new perspective, interacting with people you don't always get to interact with. So I encourage you to do that in the coming weeks and months as much as possible. And that said, it's a friendly invitation, not a forceful or to be enforced rule. No one's keeping track. So if you have a place you sit and a reason you sit there, Lord bless you. That's awesome. But just know that when you read that, when you read what our little challenge is, just know that the heart of it is to be a church that is warm and welcoming, to be a church that as God sees us, we have an opportunity to see and care and follow up with each other as well. So hope you'll take that opportunity. Well, we do have a bit of a problem this morning. I was just alerted to the fact that that several of you somehow got in here and you didn't scan your membership card on the way in. So we're gonna, the ushers are gonna come now and escort a few of you out of here. Okay, I'm being silly, I'm cheesy, I know, but we're gonna paint a picture here that's helpful for us to consider. But let me ask, did you have to swipe your membership card on the way in here? I sure hope not. But here's what we want to take a few minutes this morning to consider is, how do we view being part of something? How do we view what it means to be a member? And how we view it, does that impact the way we are? Does our approach to joining something impact our behavior and our expectations? Okay, so if the church was a Costco, you, as a good member of Costco, would be expecting what? Pizza. Discounts, pizza, cheap rotisserie chickens, right? It's the benefits of the membership. You get a membership card because you want to benefit. If we approached the church family, as a country club, how might that impact what our perception is or what our expectations are? Oh, I'm here for the social relationships and to really climb the social ladder and to be very exclusive because we like these people and let's keep those people out. Now, I just offended anybody that's actually part of a country club, but you get the idea. If we approach a church like it's a lecture series, what are you as a member doing? Just sitting? Just listening? If we approach the church as a lecture series, perhaps the only thing you're thinking you get out of it is head knowledge? Okay? Is that what we want as being part of a church family? What if we approach the church like a theater? If you treat being part of a church family like going to the theater, what are you looking for? You're out there just kind of watching the show up here. And perhaps if you're going to the theater, you might even be kind of taking your pencil and giving your critique, your review, your preferences of what was good and bad about the show. Is that the way we want to approach being part of a church family? What if the universal church, believers in Jesus everywhere, what if we approached the church like a buffet? Where we got a little bit of this over at this church, and I like this better over here at this church, and oh, I've got some people I love over at this church. Is that full participation in the life of a church family? Instead, we want to do some considering this morning, and we want to see how we approach church. How do we consider membership, And what is that, and how we approach the church, what does that say about what we should be as those who are part of it? So if instead the church is the household of God, if possible, can we switch it so the slides are also on the back TV? And I know our crew might need help with that, but I would love to be able to see them as well. Thank you so much. You guys are awesome. If the church is indeed, as the Bible teaches, the household of God, then, and by the way, not just in that scripture on the screen, but in lots of places in the scriptures, where there is family language used about the church. So if the church is the household of God, then you are what? Family. You're a member of the family. You're a member of God's household. And so then if we view the church like the household of God, then we are going to live like family members with valuing relationships and invested in the care and nurture of the family. If, as the Bible teaches, we see the church as God's building project, something that God is doing, God is at work. You are God's workmanship. He is working and building you as a believer in Jesus, and he is building up the church, the collective group of followers of Jesus. And then we, amazingly enough, are called into action ourselves to be his fellow workers. So if we approach the church as God's building project, then we're going to contribute to the health and the spiritual growth of the church family. We're going to recognize that we have a part to strengthen the church. If we see, if we recognize what the Bible teaches about the church as a nation of holy priests, we talked about this a little last week, the idea of the priesthood of all believers, where you as a follower of Jesus have God himself, the Holy Spirit, living in you. You have direct access to God. You don't need to go through a human priest in order to access God. And so not only that, not only do we have direct access to the God of the universe through Christ, but the priesthood of all believers reminds us that each of us, each of you, follower of Jesus, are a Holy Spirit-empowered minister of the gospel. And so if we approach church as recognizing that we are a nation of holy priests, then we are going to live out the gospel. We are going to be conduits of God's love and proclaimers of the good news of Jesus into our spheres of influence. What if we recognize that the church is a disciple-making center, commanded by Jesus to go and make disciples? Jesus saying before he ascended into heaven, you follower of Jesus, as you grow in Jesus, you go and help other people meet and follow Jesus as well. So if we approach the church as a center for disciple makers, then we're going to participate in living out that great commission. We're going to participate in helping others follow Jesus and spreading the good news of the gospel. So we are in a series of messages called Faith Church, Our Story, Our Mission, Our Part. This is part 3 of 3. This is Sunday 3 of 3 in our series called Faith Church, Our Story, Our Mission, Our Part. And so it's been a little different. I've just been reminding you, this is a little different than what we typically do on Sunday mornings. What we prefer even to do on Sunday mornings is pick one passage of scripture, one passage from God's word, and spend some time learning from God through his word. And instead, this series a little differently. This series, these three parts are a little different. We're still hearing from God, I believe. We're still talking about biblically founded principles, but it's a little bit more of just helping us be on the same page about what is our local church. What's the history of our church? What is our mission? And how can we be a part? And so if you missed parts 1 or 2, it's okay. You're still going to hear from God this morning in part 3. And I want to just one more time remind everybody, you may have already heard this. We would really love it if you would consider all three parts to be one. In other words, if you can, everyone catch all three. And so if you haven't been here in person for 1 or 2, then they're available on our website, on our Facebook page, on our YouTube. If you need help with that, let us know. But we'd really encourage you that these really are best understood together, these three together. So check them out. So part one, our story, we delve into our history a little bit. In particular, we dove into the history of the Association of Churches that we're a part of, the EFCA, and how does our history shape who we are today? That was part one. Last week was part two, where we dove into this local church a little bit more, a bit about our history, but even more what we talked about last Sunday was our mission. What does God call this church to be all about? This church, Faith Church, exists to help people become fully devoted followers of Jesus. To not only to become a follower of Jesus in the first place, but to just be in process and God transforming you and growing into spiritual maturity. And that's what we talked about last week, was the mission that God has given this church. Part three today, our part. We're going to spend the next little while talking about what is the significance of having a commitment to a local church. What is the significance in your life as a follower of Jesus to being committed to a local church family? How do we together, have a full church family, all the parts of the body, how do we partner together on that mission that God has given us to his glory? That's a little bit of where we're going today. Sound good? Ready to rock? I'm just as excited as I was on part one and part two. And my friend Jim is running the slides back there. He's really happy with me because we got lots of slides because there's so much excitement. So can you keep up? All right, here we go. Reasons to be involved. Reasons to consider for being part of a church family. And look at this. You're here. I don't think that some of these are going to surprise any of you very much. You're here. You've gathered for worship. You've gathered to be together on a Sunday. So just quickly, we're going to go over a few things that might convince us that it's important to be part of a church. The first one is we want to be connected to God's family. And we see in lots of places in Scripture this metaphor of the body used, that the body, that Jesus is the body of, that the church, I should say, that all the church together, the people of the church, are the body of Christ. And each person is a part, a member of the church, of the body of Christ, of Christ. And so as members, if you're a follower of Jesus, you're part of the Big C church, the universal church, the believers in Jesus everywhere. So as if you're a follower of Jesus and you're part of the universal church, the church of believers everywhere, then it makes sense for you to be connected to and active in a local, small c church. I often remind people, this is from one of my mentors, there's no such thing as the Lone Ranger Christian. The New Testament of our Bible has no concept of a person choosing to follow Christ and doing so on their own. The New Testament has no concept of that. If you were to look and read your Bibles and think, what does it mean to be a Christian? You would not get any idea that you could be a follower of Jesus and somehow be disconnected from the body, from other believers in Jesus. There's no such thing as a Lone Ranger Christian. So we want to be connected to God's family. The second one, we want to be giving, not just receiving. And this is just good, honest evaluation, right? On one hand, it's easy to just attend, to be a recipient, to see what we get out of the church, to see what we get out of the learning, to be comforted in some way by God. Those are good things. But it's easy to just, on one hand, we could just attend, we could be a recipient, we could reap the benefits. But church family, and many of you know this from experience, from being part of the body of Christ, from being part of the church family, if we were to do that and just be receivers, then we would be missing out on the fulfillment that comes from being involved, participating in the mission, in caring for others, in engaging and serving in ministry. The joyous adventure of Jesus includes that we have been blessed by him, that we are loved by God, so that we can bless others, so that we can love others. The joyous adventure of following Jesus includes that we are blessed and saved and cared for and empowered so that we can serve and give ourselves to others. The next one, good reason to be part of a church family, is spiritual growth. part of your spiritual growth, part of the process of spiritual growth, hopefully with the goal of increasing spiritual maturity, is to engage in spiritual practices. Are you, as a follower of Jesus, engaged in your own spiritual growth by being committed to certain spiritual practices like reading your Bibles, spending time in prayer, attending the worship gathering? These are all, and living out the ways of Jesus. As Jesus changes you, are we living out the ways of Jesus to those around us? This is all part of our spiritual growth and hopefully towards spiritual maturity. And don't miss this. You have a part in that. You have a responsibility to engage and to be intentional about your spiritual life and health and growth. But it's tough to do that on your own. And again, many of you know this from experience. It's tough to grow in Christ without the encouragement or insistence of other Christians around you. The church is therefore a family of God's people who are helping one another to grow in Jesus, to be who God made them to be. So certainly another reason we want to be connected with the church family is for our spiritual growth. The fourth one, Christian community. We want to recognize the importance of meaningful relationships with other followers of Jesus. We want to recognize that knowing other followers of Jesus is critical to a healthy Christian life. You and I were made, created by God, in the image of God, and just like God exists in community, God himself exists in an eternal community of Father, Son, and Spirit. So you and I, who are made in the image of God, are made in the likeness of God and made to exist in community, to be in relationship with God and relationship with others. And so certainly one of the best ways to find that kind of relationship in community and that kind of sense of belonging is to be part of a church family. So based on all that, so far, and I'm just warming up. But based on all that so far, I hope, I'm not going to presume upon you, but based on all that so far and the fact that you're here today, I'll bet that we generally agree with a lot of that. Take out of the equation member, non-member, official membership, or those who are regularly just a part of our church family. Take that off the table for a minute. And as we've looked at those reasons why a follower of Jesus ought to be connected with a local church, I would just guess that many of you agree so far that it's good to be part of a church family. So here's the question now we want to ask. So what's the deal then when a local church starts talking about things like this? When I start mentioning occasionally that we about twice a year do a membership class, and encourage you to consider the idea of something called church membership. And we go through and we talk through and we explain what that's all about and invite you to consider going from being someone who is a part of the church and is here regularly and part of what God is doing. Why do we invite you to go from that to being an official member? Well, that's what we're going to do a little bit, is we want to make sure we're understanding today. What are we talking about here? What do we mean and not mean? This morning, I think, is an opportunity for understanding for you and I to seek God's direction. Here's a way that I sometimes put church membership. Church membership is making a public statement, and this isn't perfect, but it's something along these lines. Church membership is you coming to the point where you're able to go, I'm a follower of Jesus. This is my church family. I believe in what God is doing in and through the ministry. I don't mean that you have to rehearse this, memorize it, and then regurgitate it. I'm saying that this explains kind of the heart of what you would be saying, right, if you sought official membership in a local church. I believe in what God is doing in and through the ministry of Faith Church. I want to partner in fulfilling the mission that God has called us to. This is an opportunity this morning is to hear from God, to understand a little bit more, what's the significance of the local church in my life as a believer? And what does it mean to be a committed part of that church? And how do I share the load and join the mission and glorify God in the process? So, now, understandably, And totally okay, some of you might see this concept being taught or see that phrase on the screen and go, hey, Derek, I'm not an official member, but I'm an active participant. I'm here, I'm involved, I'm committed. So what's the deal? What's the deal with official membership? Why is that so important? Well, as we do around here, I'm going to say that we want to be people of the book. We want to be people of God's word. We want to hear from God through his word. And so I'm going to spend a few minutes, again, taking us to the scriptures to see where do we see encouragement to be part? Where do we see encouragement to be committed to a local church? What do we mean and not mean when we talk about official membership? So we want to be people of the book and see what the Bible says. First of all, I'll be honest right up front with you and say, I'm not going to be able to tell you to turn in your Bibles to a verse that says, thou shalt follow the membership process of Faith Church and then read the documents and then talk with a leader and then become an official member. Everybody okay with that? I'm telling you right up front, I don't have a verse that says, thou shalt be an official member of your local church, okay? The other thing I'm telling you right up front, I'm just stealing from somebody else who did it better. I read this in a book. Is church membership a biblical idea? In one sense, no. Just honest with you. Open up the New Testament, though. And here's why he says, is church membership a biblical idea? In one sense, no. Open up the New Testament, and you won't find a story about, say, Priscilla and Aquila moving to the city of Rome, checking out one church, then another, and finally deciding to join a third. From what we can tell, nobody went church shopping because there was only one church in each community. In that sense, you won't find a list of church members in the New Testament. Make sense? Okay. So being honest, right up front, saying that, hey, we're looking to see what does God have to say through his word about the significance in our life of being committed to a local church, and that's what we're not going to find. Yet, I want to make a case this morning that connection, commitment, unity, accountability, making an impact, mutual care for one another, and on is on every page of the New Testament. I want to make mention to you this morning that it is clear from the New Testament, from our scriptures, that a list was kept. An example was a list was kept of widows that a church was caring for. I want to give an example that as we look in scriptures that discipline in the church, that correcting a believer who was in sin, that correction, discipline in the church was sometimes carried out by the majority. What does that seem to insinuate? How do I know who's going to carry out the instruction, discipline of the church? Who is the majority unless the church family has been somewhat defined, right? Understood who was in or who was out. Similarly, church discipline issues sometimes result in an unrepentant believer, someone who's in sin and they aren't corrected, or they're not willing to correct themselves or be corrected. Sometimes the Bible teaches that church discipline might result in a believer being excluded from the church family. So again, I just say, what's kind of insinuated there? It's hard to be excluded if you were never included, right? If there wasn't a defined group of people living on mission together. So these are just some of the ways that we have indications in Scripture that the church was organized, that people were kept track of, that there was importance and significance to being committed to the body. And then here's another one. The church, by definition, is made up of believers in Jesus. We don't have a bunch of criteria or requirements for who can be a member at Faith Church. My mentor would say, if you're good enough for Jesus, then you're good enough for Faith Church. In other words, if you're a follower of Jesus, if you've been rescued by God through Christ, then you're a follower of Jesus. And the church, by definition, is a group of believers. And so it is important to define who the church is, who are the believers among us, who makes up the church. Where am I? Lost my spot. Church is made up of believers. Believers are those who have responded to the gospel good news that we rehearse and remind each other of all the time. The gospel is the spectacular news that God rescues sinners like you and I through the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus. That we go our own way, try to build our own kingdom, rebel against God, would prefer to be selfish and self-centered and live for ourselves. And in our sin and rebellion of God, against God, he doesn't leave us there. God purposed from eternity to bring a people to himself, to create the family of God. And so he sent his son, and the perfect life and the substitutionary death and the victorious resurrection from the dead of Jesus Christ makes it possible for us to know God and be brought into his family. The gospel is the spectacular good news that God rescues sinners like you and like me through the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus. If you have put your trust in Christ and become a believer in Jesus and become a Christian, you are a believer. You are a part of the church, the universal church, the Big C church, believers all over the world. And so then this local church does have a value, have a reason to want to know, who are the believers? Who's in? Who makes up this local church? All right, so I mentioned then this morning is an invitation, an opportunity for you, something to consider. This is not something you're being forced to do. This is not something we're ramming down your throat. This is, we believe as we follow Jesus that God's best for us includes committed engagement and involvement in a local church. And so it's an opportunity to consider this. No one's twisting your arm. No one's saying that if you're not an official member, you're unimportant or uncommitted. Did you hear that part? No one is saying that if you're not an official member of Faith Church, that you're unimportant or that you're uncommitted. We do have value. We see value in the idea of official membership. And we want to encourage you to consider it. But this is something that's between you and the Lord. You seek the Lord and ask God to show you what applies to believers about their relationship with the local church. And are we called to a more significant commitment? I would just ask you to consider the question. What might God have for you? I think this could be on the screen, please. What might God have for you as you partner with Faith Church, as you grow in Jesus, and as you help fulfill the mission that God's given us? All right, so we jumped in with some basic reasons from the scriptures a few minutes ago about, hey, what's important about a church? In general, a lot of the things I shared so far, you might think, yeah, I agree. It's important for a believer in Jesus to be part of a church family. And so we're wrestling with this idea of, okay, then what's the difference between just being part, just attending, being around, enjoying the church? What's the difference between that and taking that next step of commitment to official membership? Let me ask you this question. Do you ever find yourself longing for purpose? Do you ever find yourself going, man, why do I exist? What is life all about? Do you ever find yourself having a desire for belonging, for being part of something, for being part of something bigger than yourself? Do you ever have longing for connection, being part of something? Then I think that's something we want to consider, that the Bible teaches us that it's important to identify with Jesus by identifying with the local church. Jesus often spoke of the importance of being identified with him as his follower. One of those examples is on the screen. Jesus himself said, if you want to come after me, if you want to follow me, deny yourself, give up your own will and preferences and take up my will and my preferences and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. The Bible gives lots of opportunities and reminders for us to identify with Jesus And one of the ways we identify with Jesus is by identifying with a local church. So membership is a statement kind of like that. It's saying, as a follower, as official member, you're kind of saying, I have allegiance to Little C Church, Faith Church, and my allegiance to Little C Church tells the world that I have allegiance to the Big C Church. I'm part of the body of believers in Jesus everywhere. And of course, being part of the church means that we have ultimate loyalty, submission to our Lord and Savior, King Jesus. What about this? As you live your life, as you try to follow Jesus the best you can, do you ever feel like, man, I need some wisdom? I need good counsel. Do you ever feel like, man, I need coaching? I want to be spurred along in following Jesus. I could use some mentoring, or I need support. Well, there's another aspect of being committed, is accountable. The Bible teaches that we should be accountable to the church. Look at this scripture with me on the screen, Hebrews 13, 17. Obey your leaders and submit to them. Why? For they are keeping watch over your souls. Your church leaders have a responsibility for God, before God, for your spiritual health. And look at that next phrase. Those leaders will give an account to God for their role in your life. Let them do this. Let them lead. Let them care for you with joy, not with groaning. For making it a groan for them would be of no advantage to you. So I like to ask this question. And when I put this verse on the screen, this teaching of scriptures on the screen, I like to ask this question. How can I and other leaders in our church family give account to God for your spiritual health and growth if we don't know who's in? Who are we responsible for? The leaders of this church family have been given this responsibility by God to shepherd, to care, to pastor, to help you grow in Christ. And we have accountability before God for that. And so it's a good question to ask is, how can we give an account to God if we don't know who we're responsible for? So church membership formalizes this relationship by providing accountability both for the leaders and members, ensuring mutual care and spiritual growth. I want to encourage you that by committing to your local church, members are putting themselves under godly leadership, and that's fulfilling this biblical call, and you have an opportunity then to fulfill what the Bible encourages you to do, and that is to follow and support those who labor and serve for your spiritual good. And I also am often reminded in conversations with people, in the importance of this accountability to the church, of having a two-way commitment between you and your local church. If we treat the church as a buffet and are never all in at one local church, then it's really hard for that local church to care for you well, to disciple you, to help you grow in Jesus, to correct you when you're have gone astray or into sin. If we're bouncing around from church to church and no church really knows who we are, there's not a great opportunity for God to really care for you and help you grow through the others in the church family. Okay. The next one, as you see on the screen, is care. So I'll ask you this question. Do you find yourself, as you live life, as you follow Jesus, do you find yourself desiring deep relationships and understanding the importance of community, understanding the importance of being in relationship with other believers? Do you want to grow spiritually? So that's why we want to be accountable not only to the church, but we want to be accountable within the church. We want to have an accountability to care for one another. We want to have God's love pour into us and pour out of us to care and spur along and nurture our fellow followers of Jesus. Where do I get the scriptures for this one? And again, if you don't have a significant commitment to a local church, how do we live these out? One example is on the screen. Galatians 6:2 says, bear one another's burdens. There are 50 plus statements similar to this in the New Testament, often referred to as the one another's. 50 plus of these statements, something, one another. You can probably think of some. What are some? Love one another. Confess your sins to one another. Pray for one another. Serve one another. And there's 50 plus of these one another's in the New Testament written to believers on the way that they ought to live out their Christian life, one anothering each other. And it's just an honest question is who do we one another? If we don't know who our church family is, if we don't know who our fellow believers in Jesus are, membership clarifies that primary group of who's responsible to care for each other, who's responsible to be concerned for each other. And this is again something I experience often from experience. If you stay on kind of the outside edge of a church family, if you're content with just kind of coming and going, not really being known, not really being all in, I'll just say it's easier to lose track of you. It's easier to not know what you're up to. It's hard for us to know if you're struggling. It's hard for other believers near you to care for you if you're just kind of good enough on the outside edges of a local church. And I'll also say this, we've seen it over and over again. The less connected to a local church equals less accountability equals greater risk to fall into significant sin. Let me say it again. Less connection to a local church is often results in less accountability, and less accountability too often results in falling into significant sin. Sadly, when people fall away from connection with their local church, so often, so sadly, months later or a year or more later, we will hear about the significant sin that captured their heart and took them down with it. And so, you know, we have an opportunity by being part of a church family to care for one another, to be accountable to one another, to have people that we can live out the one another's with. What about this? Two more. Do you ever desire to contribute to something? Do you ever think, man, I want to make an impact. I want to make a difference. Man, I've got energy. I've got spiritual gifts. I've got time on my hands. I want to be part of something that's meaningful. I hope and pray that God gives you that interest and passion, occasionally at least, to assess yourself and to go, man, what am I made for? Why am I here? What can I be part of and really make a difference in the world? How can I use the way God has made me to join his mission to the world? We sometimes say around here that membership at Faith Church is not joining a club. This is kind of cheesy, but you get the idea. Membership at Faith Church is not joining a club. Joining a club is what we do when we want to get something out of it. Membership at Faith Church is not joining a club. It's joining a cause. If you want to be part of what God is doing in the world, if you want to be part of the mission that God has given Faith Church to accomplish, this is the opportunity for us to participate. Have a part. Jump into the mission. Make a difference for Jesus. And the way that that participation looks in our local church are things like this. We talked last week about the way that this church is governed, the way that we make decisions in our congregational form of government. So one way you can participate is in as official members, you're a part of selecting leadership, approving the budget, hiring or removing pastors, changing our official documents like our constitution and bylaws. The congregation is often invited into other major decisions in the life of the church. So, and beyond that, the being an official member gives you a better way to participate because there are things and roles and ministries around this church that do require or call for an official member to be part, so that we know there's a two-way commitment, so that we know who those people are before we put them in those ministries. Therefore, there's certain roles and things that and engagement in ministry that you can't be considered for unless you're an official member. So that's the encouragement to participate. And the last one is partner. And this is just a broad term. And in some ways, this is the one we're going to get into in more detail if and when you choose to attend a membership class and consider, hey, is this something God's calling me to? Then we'll consider this partner one just a little bit more. But this idea that we have to take responsibility for the church. If this is our family, we want to partner. It's a two-way commitment. We're involved. We want to take responsibility for the church that God has given us. There's blessings to you as a member, and there are those benefits to you, but it's also a two-way commitment where God is asking you to contribute, to accept responsibility, to fulfill the vision and ministries of the church. So an official member can partner, or is asked to partner in these kinds of ways, to serve, to be present, to pray, to care, to give, to support others. And those are the things that we would explore a little bit more if God were putting it in your heart and mind to consider becoming an official member at Faith Church. All right. Everybody good? We made it through. Lots of content. Content, I think, is important and valuable to us. I think it's important whether you've been part of this church for a long time or whether you're just joining us. I think these three parts, part one, two, and three of this series, are just good to be on the same page about. Who are we? What is Faith Church all about? How does our history shape who we are now? What's the mission God has called us to? And how do we engage in that ministry and mission together? So I'm thankful that you've bared with me. I'm thankful that you are going to try to catch all three if you haven't already. And because I think there's significant value for us in understanding the topics that we've covered in these three parts. So here's where I need one more minute. And this, I want you to tune in for this. This is where I'm going to finish. Whether you're an official member or not, you are loved by God. You're a follower of Jesus, and we are glad you're here. Did everybody catch that? Whether you're an official member or not, if you're a follower of Jesus, you are loved by God, you are in his family, and we are glad you're here at Faith Church. And God has plenty for you here at Faith Church, official member or not. God wants to work in your life, official member or not. The leaders of this church care about everyone that God connects to this church family, whether you're an official member or not. We want God's best for you. We want to help you any way we can. If you're already a member of Faith Church, if you've even been a member for many, many, many years, I'm going to ask you a favor here. I want you to catch all three. Part one, part two, and part three. If you're an official member already of Faith Church, we're probably even going to ask you soon if you caught all three. And it's not homework. It's not required. No one's going to be mad if you don't. But I think there's value. So we're going to ask you if you had a chance to catch all three. If you're new to Faith Church, if this is your first week, welcome. This is not normal. This is not what we normally do, but if this is your first week or first few weeks, it is still a good way to get an idea of what Faith Church is all about, what's important to us. But I'll just say this, if you're in your first few weeks or first few months at Faith Church, we're not asking you to consider official membership. I actually recommend to people the other way. If you're so new to Faith Church, what you need to do is just join us. Get to know people. Be here on Sundays and worship. Ask God to show you what Faith Church is all about, and do that for several months or more before you ask God to show you whether you should partner in official membership or not, okay? So if you're in your first few weeks or first few months, we're not even asking you to take that next step or consider that next step. Those of you that are part of Faith Church, that enjoy being here, that believe in what God is doing here, but you're not yet an official member, It's just an invitation today. It's an invitation for you to consider what might God have for you if you were to say, I'm a follower of Jesus. This is my church family. I believe in what God is doing here, and I want to be part of it. What might God have for you if this is your church and you believe in what's going on here? What might God have for you in considering the process toward official membership? The body of Christ, the church, the body of Christ is at its best, is most healthy when every part is committed and engaged. And it's not for what the church gets out of it, yes. It's not just for what you get out of it, yes. It's two-way commitment, mutual benefit, mutual care. What might God have for you in your spiritual life and health and growth as you engage and participate and are involved in and are committed to a local church family? Let's ask him that question and trust that he'll show us the way. Father in heaven, thank you for an opportunity to be with my church family this morning. Father in heaven, thank you for an opportunity to teach biblical principles, to look into the scriptures and to ask you, what are the implications of these scriptures? God, I pray that we would continue to be people of the word. I pray for each person here that we would be people that seek you and seek to hear from you, especially as we study the scriptures. So God, thank you for these 3 weeks to consider Faith Church, our story, our mission, our part. God, remind us where we've come from and how that shapes what's important to us. Remind us of the mission you've called us on to help people grow in Jesus. And God, show us what our part might be. What are you calling us to? How do you want us to grow? How do you want us to engage and participate and be involved in the work that you are doing in and through Faith Church, in our community, in our country, in our world? God, we give ourselves to you. We open our hearts to hear from you. Show us what you have for us. And most importantly, God, we thank you for the why we're gathered. We thank you for the hope that we have because of Jesus. We thank you that that it's through Jesus that true, abundant, rich, full, meaningful life can be found. God, we thank you that it's only through Jesus that life eternal in the family of God is possible. Thank you for the cross where Jesus reconciled us to him, to you. God, our holy and perfect creator, didn't leave us stuck in our sin, but made a way for us to be forgiven and saved and transformed. God, thank you for Jesus. Thank you for your love for us. Help us to live for you each day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.